Quackenbush. Kelly Gramlich. It's Out of Bounds on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Who do you play for?
I play for the United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clifton, I've been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
Social experiments. USA. 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 USA.
Okay, okay. USA. You know, what does that even prove, okay? You chant anything, people will join in. Canada! 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night! And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
Oh, gosh. This has something to do with numbers and processing. It carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster.
Like you stole something, Mr. Bosley.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. De John Watson, pase, touchdown! Touchdown, Clemson! Renzo! Con un segundo!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really, a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. It is Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. We are live in the Priority One Security Studios bright and early. I'm not even sure. Is Mickey back there? Because I know he thinks it's late. It's like midday for him.
It is early.
It is real early, though.
It's unbelievable how starting a show around 9 seems early nowadays.
Yeah.
Now that we've been spoiled.
Well, it has been a roller coaster week, I'll tell you that. We have been all over the map. We have been on the road. We have been traveling forever. And it does not stop.
We got baseball today. Well, we do. I hate to say this because I was literally about to say, Kwok, what are you going to do with your first weekend off? And then I thought, oh, no.
Don't come at me like that.
He has two baseball games this weekend.
Don't come at me like that. I'm so jacked
but,
up.
But, I mean, baseball is an off weekend for you.
Yeah.
Baseball is nowhere near a job.
This
Not that
fun.
Anything we do is a job, but you are such a, you're so excited for baseball.
Shoot, I'm about to go to Founders Park and call baseball today. I'm down.
Call little Clemson Carolina baseball.
Little William Quackenbush, Bob Mahoney duo.
Dream team.
Let's get it. Can't wait.
And honestly, it could be a lot worse because our poor friend Don Munson is traveling to the Tundra and Ben Milstead. They have to go call a game in the Tundra and Kwok gets to go call a game, an outdoor sport. It'll be kind of cold, but it's not going to be freezing like Syracuse.
Are they up there yet?
I doubt they've left yet. But Ben is not going to be on the press box, which will be on from noon to 3 with Zach and Brad. But Ben's going to be en route.
Prayers up for traveling mercies. Why did Zach even leave, though?
He's got to go home, take a power nap, and get back.
I mean, like, if he's got to be back here at noon and go noon to 3, and then he's
got
to be back here to do baseball tonight. Like, why does the guy
even
leave?
It's a long day for Zachary.
He bought himself, I shouldn't even say this, I didn't even share this with people. He bought a grill. Like, he bought a grill, and it's here. And so, like, for baseball games, when he's running baseball games, he, like, throws some stuff on the grill, like, run outside while the game's going on, flip the burgers.
It's just Zach and Ramona.
Throw some brats on the grill or
grilling
something.
Out.
I mean, just really riveting Besties. Stuff. Riveting stuff watching Zach Orr work in the network studios here.
Keeps the place
it's
running.
It's incredible. Lots to discuss today. How about the pathway? I mean, just part like the Red Sea, rest of the ACC. Well, you know what? If Don and Ben are stuck in Syracuse for like 5 days, it won't matter. If they have to drive from Syracuse straight to the ACC tournament, they got days for it to melt because it seems really likely now that Clemson ends up with a top four seed after what we saw last night with the carnage that ensued with NC State, gonna pull a NC State. Hashtag Gottfried is not dead. He was just asleep. They came out and lost to Georgia Tech on the road. And in Virginia, coming off the mat like a zombie apocalypse with no time on the clock some and not even with the ball somehow.
That was down to, unbelievable.
What a great – I almost didn't even watch it, Kelly, because – I was watching an NC State Georgia Tech game because I thought for sure Virginia's gonna win.
They're gonna handle business.
And then I saw Louisville's up double digits the whole game. I'm like, okay, Louisville's got that. Like it's fine. And also, it wasn't on any local affiliate. Like there was nobody was carrying that game. So I flipped over there like I don't know a minute plus left, maybe a little less than a minute left. And ultimately, what happened? Was the one of the most outrageous, one of the most ridiculous, one of the most improbable endings that you will ever see. I saw the greatest ending that I've ever seen, the Reggie Miller 8 points in 9 seconds, because people were trying to figure out historical comparisons to what Virginia did. Virginia was down four with like less than 2 seconds left and won by one. And that's not so crazy town. That's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. That's what we saw in college basketball last night.
They're down two with 0.9 seconds left.
0.9. And didn't have the ball.
And didn't have the ball. You want to say NC State going to NC State? Well, how about Louisville going Louisville? If you don't, you have to know that you can't run the baseline. You have
literally,
to know
I got
that.
Points right there.
You have to points. Know.
It is craziness, absolute craziness. The bad thing is, wasn't Dang Adele, wasn't he the same guy that fouled the 3-point shooter too?
Dang.
Oh, that's good. Dang. You give yourself
it's
some
props. It's little, I don't know, Quack. I can do better than that.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Give me a couple sure? more hours. I'll deserve one.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's wait.
Oh, by the way, we should tell the people how much I've been failed. By those close to me.
Oh yeah, let's just get this out of the way.
Basically, Grace and Sanders are, they're dead to me, because they were supposed to come up with a jersey for Kelly, and this was the day she was supposed to wear it. And shock of all shocks, they
did not come.
They came up small. They came up small, like Dang Adele in the clutch. Dang Adele, Sanders, Grace, all pretty much not clutch.
And I was ready. I was ready to pay my debts today. I wore black on black because I'm in mourning for the payment of the debt. And I don't really understand how I'm going to have to pay this debt a different day when this was the day we agreed upon. And even though your different people didn't come through, in the end, the responsibility lies in your hands.
Once again, you are operating as a person with little integrity because if I recall... when new information came to light that was outside of either of our control regarding my bet with the Red Panda, that her equipment that was basically a child to her was thieved, was stolen, snatched from her paws in the airport, and someone ran off with a 7-foot bag, which I'm still trying to figure that one out, or 2 3.5-foot bags, which is equally ridiculous. Your response was, whatever, still a thing. So when this new information comes to light that has absolutely no, did I fail? No, I did not fail.
I think you.
I did not fail.
You got to get your ducks in a row.
I cannot believe there is a parable in Scripture where a man goes to another man who he owes a great debt to, and says, I'm sorry, I'm going to pay it back. And the guy says, you know what? Okay, that's fine. It's okay.
Don't throw scripture at me when you weren't prepared.
Okay, then
Oh no! Here, well,
you know, then
he's gonna keep going.
Then I'm gonna keep going. So you know, man owes a great debt, like lifetime. Basically, you're giving your whole money to the guy, and he's like, you know what? It's fine. You're forgiven. And then he goes to his debtors who owe him a small penance, and is like, you're basically dead. Like you're done. The guy looks at him and says, will you forgive me this small debt? And he's like, no, he won't do it. That's you right now. You're the guy who would rather hold the small debt over the little guy over here and have your big, huge debt and try to plead out with the bigger guy. That's you.
Thank you for that. That's the bottom line here is I am here prepared to pay my debt. And there is no jersey for me to wear. And that was your responsibility.
Big topic today. Does Kelly have any integrity left? 654-ROAR, 654-767.
I would pay up if you had provided the proper materials.
Does she have any integrity left for trying to get out of this bet because of extra information that was not really about either one of us? After making me go through with that panda and carry that panda all over the southeastern United States and the eastern seaboard and on planes and on trains and in automobiles and on buses and into arenas with serious conversations with strangers, after all of that, even though there was third-party information that would have exonerated me, now this new information comes to light and she wants out of her own debt, which is way less than what I paid anyway. For something that was all your fault in the first place, which my thing wasn't even my fault. I feel like the question, does Kelly have any integrity remaining, is a driving force behind this show right now. Do you have no shame, ma'am?
You are out of control and dead to me, but I will wear the jersey if you had provided it. I wore all black. It would go with the jersey. I was prepared. I didn't wear any other outrageous colors that wouldn't go with the blue. I was thinking this through. I was ready to pay my debts.
You were.
Ready. And you weren't.
This is essentially becoming that slap bet where the slap is coming at some point, at some indeterminate date and time.
Which is no way to live.
But Marshall doesn't know.
I hate it.
So this is ending up being worse. This is ending up being worse. Oh, Twitter poll now. Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness. That's a great texter. Thank you. From the 706. Twitter poll. Does Kelly have any integrity remaining? Twitter poll. We're
thank
doing
you,
it.
Texter We're in the 864. Quack, I'm going to read this text from the 864.
Okay.
I agree with Kelly. She should not have to wear the jersey if you drop the ball.
Wow.
You're darn right. Wow. Texter, thank you. Thank
this
you so much.
This isn't even me. This isn't even me. What about when the red panda dropped her unicycle? What about that? I still had to go through my bet.
That was out of my control, though.
You did not forgive me when things that would have exonerated me came to light. So why would you ask forgiveness now when other things have come to light?
Texter in the 864. Quack doth protest too much. Should have had the jersey.
How am I supposed to get the jersey? Well, I'm supposed to purchase a jersey? You didn't purchase a panda. You didn't buy that panda. How much you spent on that panda?
I made sure the panda was here, though.
No,
I covered my part
not.
Of the bet.
You did not.
Yes,
Ben
I
Milstead
did.
Went to Walmart and brought that and sat it before
well,
us.
Well, if Ben hadn't gone to Walmart, I would. I told you.
Oh, you totally would have.
In the bet, I said I would provide either the panda, the South Carolina Mom bumper sticker. I would even have provided you a new Harry's razor to do the mustache.
Essentially what this is Ben Milstead greater than Sanders plus Grace. That's what
oh,
this
yeah.
is.
Ben
like
gets
the people
job
in your
done.
Corner.
First of all, I mean, you know Sanders isn't even awake, so this whole rant is pointless.
Poor guy.
And then Grace is probably busy writing another, you know, really good article, so she's probably not listening either. So neither of them are going to come through, and I'm just going to sit here without that hideous color on and wonder why I have to do it again another day because the other person in the bet couldn't come through.
Patrick
That's
says
all.
Sanders should be punished. That's
I agree.
Do something for
I
not
agree.
Following through. Yeah, he needs to be punished. He needs to pay. He needs to pay for
you know what?
What
tweet him. At Sanders Sullivan.
Tweet at Sanders Sullivan. Wake that guy up.
Wake him up and say, where are you? What are you doing?
Ask him where the jersey is. Why don't I have this jersey?
Anyway, I
promised the jersey. We don't have the jersey.
There are multiple people on the text line offering to bring the North Carolina jerseys. Why do y'all have so many North Carolina jerseys? That's the question.
I'm just saying there's a lot going on right here.
That's the question right now.
How about this guy right here? What is this? What? Okay. Text from 864 sends me a picture of this Eric Montrose jersey and says, Quag, meet me at Chick-fil-A. Okay. You want to take the show for like 25 or 30? Well, I'll just roll on out of Chick-fil-A, grab this jersey, roll on back.
We're in the middle of a show.
We are doing a show right now.
Some would argue this first segment isn't exactly a show, but we're doing one.
We are having a show.
We can't just leave.
we're just going up and leave. Brett Friedland is going to join us next. The ACC, everybody has one game left, which means it's all... Like, basically, we know much more, I would say, today about where teams are going to end up. We'll talk about that. The chances of Clemson gets a top four seed.
Very good.
Very good right now.
Very, very good.
The Virginia-Louisville ending last night. You didn't watch it live, but you watched it a little bit.
How was I supposed to? It wasn't on TV.
Right. I had to stream it online. I had to go to watch ESPN route. Was it the strangest ending of the season? Because just this week, we had two basic buzzer beaters in the same game, Miami and North Carolina, even in the same conference.
I would say Miami-UNC was obviously a very improbable ending, but you can still see, we have a precedent for that. We've seen it happen. I know that something like this has happened in the history of college basketball, but this season, the most improbable comeback and the most improbable, shot making in such a small amount of time on the road, it's got to be Louisville. It's got to be Louisville and Virginia. Because I would say the North Carolina-Miami thing, we literally saw that happen 2 years ago when Villanova did that to North Carolina. It was pretty much the same thing. We'd seen it before. We have not seen something like that Virginia-Louisville situation. That was insane.
That was insane. Do you put more, before we get to Brett, I want to talk about this on the other side because, there's... Basically, the outcome of this game changes the whole dynamic for Clemson big time and in Clemson's favor. I was kind of rooting for Louisville just because I like seeing number one lose. I mean, that's just who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am as a person. But here's the deal. We always try to place blame. Okay. We always try to place blame. Like, is it on the team that lost? Is it on the team that won and all this? Do you think that this was all the fault of Virginia, all the fault of Louisville, or somewhere in between that ending?
I think you know where I stand. And I think,
was it a gag?
Gag
reflexes?
Karma is a funny beast,
Oh, are you serious? You going to pull karma
also,
on
Quag,
poor David Padgett?
Real quick, we'll get back to this, obviously. Our texters are a little savage this morning.
This guy texted
the Montrose jersey and said he could bring it by Chick-fil-A just texted all caps. I ain't got no jersey. Just wanted Kelly to sweat.
Can we clap for him?
What is wrong with you?
Can we clap for him for contributing to panic, mass panic,
That's outrageous. So you're telling me he Googled a picture of this jersey?
Basically, this guy and the Joker contributing to an environment of fear. That's what it is.
Wow.
Contributing to an environment of fear.
This Friday is really off to a rousing start.
Kelly, I think, is almost as frustrated with that texter as she is with her cell phone. Am I wrong?
Times are tough over here.
Times are tough.
With the Gramlich cell phone, yeah.
Jagged Total Wireless just waiting. He's just waiting.
I know. I'll be there.
Women's basketball is over too, by the way. So you can take it. You can take it now. Compare and save at Total Wireless and easily. 6932 Highway 123. Be sure to like them on Facebook. Check out their latest deals. They can put you in a phone that meets your needs and your desires. And also, they're not going to sell you something that goes beyond that. So they're not going to make you pay an arm and a leg for features that you're not going to use on your phone. That's the best thing about Total Wireless. It is totally consumer-centric. It's totally about you, the customer. Go by and see our friend Jack at Total Wireless. New location, 6932 Highway 123 in Easley. I'm a little bit hoarse.
From yelling that whole first
because
second?
Because I yelled a little bit.
Yeah.
You gave me a pulpit. And I got behind
it. I did nothing. We gave
biblical parables.
I think it was more that your people did not come through. But it's fine.
That's true. All I'm saying is
I'm here and ready.
Read that parable.
I'm wearing all black.
The guy who wouldn't forgive the tiny debt, but wanted out of the big one. That's you. Short break. We'll come back. Brett Friedlander joined us next.
B4 Outdoors is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that provides veterans, wounded war heroes, at-risk youth, and the disadvantaged and disabled with life-changing outdoor experiences through hunting and fishing. Their first annual turkey hunting tournament fundraiser is set for April 7th. Great prizes and the awards banquet barbecue dinner are included. For information on tournament registration, sponsorships, or donations, or just to find out more about B4 Outdoors, log on to b4outdoors.com. Letter B, number 4, outdoors.com.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
At Seneca Mattress Outlet, we know that tax time means shopping time. Here, you can buy a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress and still have money left over. Mattresses start as low as $196, and you still get your box spring free. But the deal doesn't stop there. For a limited time only, you can upgrade your box spring to an adjustable base and save 50% off on our already low prices. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want, because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets, because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
Patrick Square Pharmacy is open, inviting you to their new store at Patrick Square's Town Center, just off Issaquena Trail in Clemson. They're a full-service pharmacy, open Monday through Saturday, with the personal care and touch only a local pharmacy can provide. That's what sets Patrick Square Pharmacy apart from the big box and chain drug stores. Kelly and Brock and the Patrick Square staff look forward to serving you and your family. Now open in Town Center, Patrick Square Pharmacy. Small town feel, big time service.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Watching your family grow is a wonderful part of life, but it comes with responsibilities. Have you saved enough for college for your children or grandchildren? Do you have enough life insurance for today and the future? Have you planned when you will retire and begin Social Security? None of these questions are easily answered. Talk to the independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group. Wherever you are in life and whatever you need for your family, Kiwi Financial Group can provide solutions. Call today, 654-5043.
God gave you two opposable thumbs for a reason. The text line is always open. 864-986-1566.
Just hang loose, blood. She gonna catch up on the rebound on the med side.
What it is, big mama. My mama raised no dummies. I duck a rap.
Cut me some slack, Jack.
Now back to Qualk and Kelly.
Ready for action, nip it in the bud. We never relaxing. Outcast is everlasting. Not clashing, not at all. But see my went to do
well, this feud we have in hour one. this Friday feud, did we hashtag Friday feud that we got going on? Big deal. And I saw President Trump tweet about a lot of things this morning, which he had a tweet about Alec Baldwin that was like, it was like a focus group stand-up line. Can I read you Trump's tweet about Alec Baldwin this morning? Will that cheer you up if I do this? She's so mad because I'm trying to hold her feet to the fire. Can I read this? Alec Baldwin, whose dying mediocre career was saved by his terrible impersonation of me on SNL, now says playing me was agony. Alec, it was agony for those who were forced to watch. Bring back Daryl Hammond, funnier and a far greater talent. What does that even mean, first of all? Bring back Daryl Hammond. Does Trump get a rim shot for that? I read that. I was like, wait a minute. First of all, he has a dying mediocre career saved by terrible impersonation, which that whole phrase just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And then it was agony for those of us who were forced to watch. That's the stand-up line. Anyway, Donald Trump, who was tweeting about things like that this morning, also gets in on our show. Many people are saying Kelly has low integrity. He doesn't follow through on commitments. Sad. President Trump, ladies and gentlemen, getting in on this. High-level feud. Our guy, Brett Friedlander, joins us right now. Talking a little ACC hoops. He was in Atlanta last night to see hashtag Gottfried rebirthed. What's up, Brett? How are you?
Well, first of all, if Alec Baldwin has done anything to kill his career lately, it's been the match game. Okay, that's yes, number one.
Yes.
Number two, stick to sports.
Right. Obviously.
I just want to say that to somebody for a change. So. Stay in your lane.
Right. Right. Pick a lane, first of all. People are like, "Quack, we don't even know. We don't know what you are anymore." You were there. You were there in Atlanta last night. I did not think Georgia Tech had the wherewithal to beat NC State. I really did not. But, I mean, Ben Lammers was brilliant. What was your takeaway from the game?
Well, first of all, I didn't think Georgia Tech beat NC State. I thought NC State beat NC
State. That's
fair.
Yeah.
Second of all, it was the most Wolfpack thing to do. I tweeted after as soon as it was over, Wolfpack gonna Wolfpack. You know, it's really kind of sad in a lot of ways because – Kevin Keats has done such a good job of breaking old bad habits for NC State. You know, you used to be under the last few coaches, they would beat Carolina or they would beat Duke and then go on a 2-3 game losing streak because they'd be so high and then they'd have to crash from that. You know, there were games where, when they got behind, they stayed behind and they got beat bad. Well, now they're like playing, they amped up the defense and they're coming from behind and winning games they have no business winning. So, you know, you just got to say this was a different NC State team. And last night they came out and they just, you know, they took things for everything was breaking their way. I mean, it was perfect. I mean, North Carolina loses. Duke loses. The number two seed is right there for the taking. Just went out. And the one game you figured was going to be the stumbling block was that last one at home against Louisville. And they totally overlooked Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech played terrible last night. They tried their best to let NC State have that game, and NC State just didn't take it. It was quite interesting, that's for sure. And I've seen that movie before.
Visit with Brett Friedlander at BFriedACC on Twitter. He joins us. He writes for the NSJ, NSJOnline.com, the North State Journal. I mean, NC State's a team that we think is probably in the tournament right now. But how detrimental do you think that is to their chances? I mean, we kind of just assumed they would continue to play better, Brett. But these types of losses, I think, cast a shadow of doubt. And now it feels like this team is back on the bubble again.
Well, I don't think they're back on the bubble. I think 20 wins overall, a winning record in the ACC, you know, having beaten Arizona, North Carolina, Duke, I think that is enough to get them a turn. But what I think last night did was, listen, if they lose to Louisville, they will be the number 8 seed. And if they're the number 8 seed, their first game in Brooklyn is going to be against a Notre Dame team that has Bonzi Colson back and is the team that I don't think anybody in that tournament wants to see outside of Virginia. So if you go into the NCAA tournament with three straight losses, Now you're talking about having to play Tuesday in Dayton again. And so I think that's what's at stake here. I think NC State is solidly in the field, but they're going from like about anywhere from a 7 to 9 seed to being in danger of, you know, being an 11 seed and having to play in that first four. So I think last night was a hugely damaging loss because it was the game that they absolutely should have won. And by doing so, they hurt their seeding in Atlanta, although, to be honest with you, it may not have because, well, actually, it really did, because even if they get the 4 seed, which is still in play, if Clemson loses to Syracuse, if Virginia Tech beats Miami and Duke beats North Carolina, NC State will still be the number 4 seed. But in doing so, now you're going to have to deal with Virginia in the semifinals in your second game instead of in the championship game on Saturday. So it was a very, very damaging loss to those guys yesterday.
Brad, speaking of losing games you shouldn't lose, Louisville last night. Did you see that ending at all? Could you believe it happened?
Well, it was really kind of surreal because the press conference after the game yesterday, Georgia Tech's players, Todrick Jackson and Ben Lammers, had just come to the podium to start talking. And everybody was kind of like watching, you know, and looking, because Louisville at that point was up by 5 with about 7 seconds to go. Or it was 4 seconds to go. And so we were all kind of waiting for that to go final. And then you heard this audible gasp from the media sitting there at this press conference. And it's like, what happened? What happened? What happened? And I saw the video. You know, the running of the baseline call. Well, first of all, you had the lane violation that gave Virginia the extra free throw. But the running of the baseline violation, you know, even a freshman at this point in the season, that's something you just don't do. But Dan Gadel is, I believe, a junior. And, you know, is an experienced player. Well, you just think that he would have better court awareness than that. And then even with that, a 28-foot banker, you know, you just have to wonder, is this really Virginia's year?
It's interesting that you bring that up because, you know, I've been in a camp that says Tony Bennett for coach of the year because of Virginia winning every game and all this stuff. But I've seen more and more people saying, basically bringing up the fact that Clemson was 13 preseason and now they have a chance to be third. And if they finish third and you don't give it to Brad Brownell, you should stop pretending that this is a real award and just let kids vote on it, or, you know, some nonsense opinions like that. But the reality is, I think there is a stronger case maybe now for Brad Brownell to be coach of the year. Don't you agree? Given Virginia's struggles a little bit down the stretch and given how Clemson's persevered despite some injuries.
I can tell you, first of all, one of the other offshoots of last night's NC State loss is that Kevin Keats took himself out of that conversation.
Yeah.
Because if they win 12 games and finish with 6 straight wins in the ACC, he would have been in that conversation. I think you can make a really, really strong case for Brad Brownell, and the overcoming the Grantham injury has been huge, because a lot of people thought they were going to be circling the bowl after that. And, you know, he's done a great job. And I think in any other year, he's the coach of the year. But I'm sorry. Virginia was picked, I think, I don't remember what they were picked, but Virginia was not picked in the top 4 or 5 to win that conference. And you look, they're not going to have a single first-team All-ACC player. And you know, we were talking about how we weren't sure if Virginia had the offense, if they had to score to be able to win games. Well, last night they were down 10 with 4 minutes to go. And they made up the deficit in less than 2 minutes. And so I thought, even though they got lucky, I think to be in that position, I think Virginia showed something yesterday that, you know, we should remember in March here, now that it's March, that maybe it does have a different gear. And I just think the way that they have bought in and the way that they play defense, I'm sorry, going 17-1 in this ACC, I got to give it to Tony Bennett. I'm sorry.
It makes sense to me. Look, I think I'm still on the Bennett train, but there's a lot of people who are saying, you know, Brownell's maybe looks like a better candidate.
I am not going to argue with the people who write Brad Brownell.
Right.
I mean, there's an absolute case for that. My personal preference, however, is if you go 17-1 in the ACC, you know, there's only one way you can be better.
Right. I mean, look, I as I'm looking at these standings, and I said this last night, Brett, I feel like Clemson now, of course you win and you're in that double bye. And, I've got a couple people on Twitter who said, you know, what's the big deal? You know, they're already in the tournament. They're not going to win the ACC tournament, blah, 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 whatever. Well, if you're Clemson, you get a double bye in the ACC tournament.
Are they not going to win the ACC tournament, though?
I mean,
listen, this is a tournament that could be won.
Yes.
And Clemson has never won that thing. And the other thing, too, is, and this has always been Mike Krzyzewski's philosophy, championships are championships. You put a banner up for it. You get a trophy. It's a big deal. You've already won something before you ever go to the NCAA tournament. I disagree with those people. I think that it is a winnable tournament. And in Clemson's case, it is one that you want to win because you've never done it before. And everybody else in the conference that started, the original members have.
Oh, I agree with that 100%. Look, you can't look at it like you're Duke or North Carolina or even like a Virginia who's had some pockets of success because you're Clemson and because the standard's a little bit different. Do you see Clemson? This is a weird game with Syracuse. I can't figure Syracuse out for the life of me. I've been trying for weeks. I have no idea who they are. I mean, it seems like a team that could present some matchup problems, but I'm very perplexed about who they are, and so that makes it difficult to handicap when Clemson goes up there this weekend. What do you see happening in that matchup?
Yeah, on paper, this is a game Clemson should win and not really have to worry that much because I don't think Syracuse is very good. But Syracuse just beat Miami. They're at home. There'll be 20,000 people there, and it'll be awful loud. And they are a matchup problem. And if you don't make threes or, you can't get the ball to the rim and you start settling, in that zone and for bad shots and don't make them, you're going to be ripe for the picking because they're going to hold you in the 50s. And if they make a couple of threes, they can beat you. And it, especially if you fall into the trap that NC State fell into yesterday. Braxton Bick really came right out and said it after the game. We look past this game. We in this conference, you can't take a game for granted. You can't take a game off because if you do, you're going to get beat. And so Clemson's got to be focused. I mean, they can't just say, okay, we're going to win this game. We're going to get that double bye and we're going to go to Brooklyn. They got to be totally focused on this game because if not, they're going to get smacked.
Duke, North Carolina part two is this weekend. It is in Durham, which seems to give Duke a great advantage, even though North Carolina obviously played such an inspired game and won at the end the last time they played in Chapel Hill. Do you see this as a game that Duke needs to win or should win? How would you handicap the matchup part two?
Well, I think they both need to win, and really, at the same time, they both really don't need to win. But I think the winner of this game is I think the thing that's at stake in this game is, a double bye, although if things break right, they both can end up with double byes, depending on who wins. But the other thing is, I think they're playing for first and second round of the NCAA tournament in Charlotte. Winner ends up in Charlotte, I think, and that's a big deal. But you would think that this is advantage Duke. It's Cameron. It's Grayson Allen's senior night. It's going to be hotter than you know what in that building, and it's going to be loud. But watching these last two games, North Carolina's loss to Miami. I was there. And I didn't think that was, a really troubling loss because it was senior night. Theo Pinkham was trying to put on a show early. I think they got too jacked up, and then they got down by 16. And once they realized, holy crap, this isn't a show, it's really a game, they got the urgency and they turned it on. They came back and tied the thing up and darn near won it. And so I think that, UNC is okay. I think UNC is still the same team that they were when they were winning six straight. They just kind of got a little loss of focus there in the first 30 minutes of the game against Miami. Duke at Virginia Tech, however, I think really kind of brought up a couple of troubling aspects. And, at the risk of legitimizing Dan Dakich, I think they're a different team with Marvin Bagley on the court. He's the best player on that team. He's the most talented player. But when he's in there, Grayson Allen is not the same guy. The driving lanes aren't there for him. He's trying to create his own shot off the dribble instead of finding spots and spotting up. And for Duke to be really good and to have any kind of chance in the NCAA tournament and in Brooklyn, Grayson Allen has to be engaged and he has to be a very big part of things. And he's just not as much with Bagley on the court. When Bagley's not on the court, Wendell Carter Jr. is down there, and he's doing his thing. But Jeff and Delorier and Marquise Bolden know that they're not there to score. And so basically they get out of the way. And it gives Allen more opportunities to do things. And they're just kind of a dysfunctional team right now. And I'm concerned that now that things have started to go the other way, guys like Trayvon Duval and Marvin Bagley are now starting to look to the draft saying, let's get this over with so we can go get paid. We'll see what happens, but I'm a little concerned about Duke right now.
He is Brett Friedlander. Join us at BFriedACC on Twitter, NSJOnline.com. He writes for the North State Journal. Brett, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck covering this weekend. And, boy, next week, whole different conversation with the ACC tournament full swing. How about that?
Please tell me y'all are broadcasting live from Brooklyn.
We are not. We are not. We did not get that type of security clearance.
If the Tigers
cut down
the Nets, you're going to be kicking yourself.
I know.
They got a shot.
Look, we got the women's basketball gig. We got the one and done Greensboro trip gig. Yeah. So look, somebody's got to do the hard task of going up there to Brooklyn and eating some great New York style pizza and whatnot up there. So we'll send some higher ups up there. Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, eat enough for three.
You can live vicariously through me.
Yeah. Thanks, Brett. We appreciate it, my man.
Anytime. It's good listening to you on the radio on the way down.
Yeah,
here
thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Thanks for the shout. We really appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed.
I did. I liked your Hump Day headlines.
Ah, yes.
Thank you, Brett.
Hump Day headlines.
We had to move them because we got in some crazy debate about amateurism on Wednesday, so we had to move them to Thursday.
About ESPN boycotting the NCAA tournament.
Yes, we got to get back to that.
Wait, it was Thursday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was.
We had to get back to him.
It's been a long week. Thanks, Brett. We appreciate it, man.
Anytime, guys.
All right. Brett Friedlander joining us. More thoughts on his thoughts. Thoughts for your thoughts. When we come back from Hour 1 next.
The NCAA basketball tournament starts on March 15th. Don't go into it without all the info you need to be on top of your game. Join 105.5 The Roar at Local Q on March 14th from 5 to 8. Every host will be there live. Mickey, Brad, Kwok, Kelly, and Walt. They'll break down the brackets and tell us what they think, all while you enjoy great food, great beer, and even better company. 105.5 The Roar, March 14th at Local Q, 30 Orchard Park Drive in Greenville. Sponsored by Tiger Moving Company.
Calling all manufacturer plants. Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to help you save money with your lighting. Whether you need LED tube lights, LED high bay light fixtures, parking pole light, or 6-inch down lights, Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate upfront to you on verification of your business's Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson's 864-401-8506 or email sales@CruteLED.com.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Retirement Funding Advisors works with you to ensure the smooth and consistent operation of your retirement plan. A qualified retirement plan is a valuable benefit, from attracting new employees to showing your employees that you care. A great retirement plan is a rewarding experience for everyone. A successful retirement plan meets the needs of your employees by giving them the tools to save for retirement. Get all the help you need with Retirement Funding Advisors by calling 864-252-4694.
Are you confused about the right steps to take to secure the proper financial plan for your future? The independent advisors at Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson can guide you through every step. Options for fee-based planning allow you to invest with transparency and to know where every dollar goes. We offer sound, comprehensive advice with solutions to fit any investing appetite. Call Kiwi Financial Group today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like AccuCheck and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired about your addiction? 13 people are dying every hour from drug or alcohol abuse. Don't become a statistic. Get help. Get the help you need now. Call the Addiction Network. This toll-free line was established to connect addicts and their families to the help they need. The call is free, and so is the consultation. If you have private health insurance, you could have your treatment covered at no out-of-pocket cost to you. The counselors answering the phones have been where you are. Addiction is a disease. It ruins lives and tears families apart. But it doesn't have to happen to you. We can connect you with someone who will help. Even if you've been through treatment before, this time can be different. Call now.
Call 800-823-0816. That's 800-823-0816. Again, 800-823-0816. That's 800-823-0816.
Does your credit need help? Call Masters Credit Consultants today to repair, rebuild, and restore your credit. It's easy. Just call or go online and get a free consultation to determine the best solution for your credit needs. Masters Credit is locally owned, and their certified credit specialists will analyze your credit file and get you on a path to a new and improved credit score. Call Masters Credit today at 864-249-9466 or online at masterscredit.com.
Out of Bounds is on the air. 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, look at him. Oh, you better go ahead, Pat. You better go ahead now.
And now, William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Everybody loves a panda party. Woo! Party time with my panda family.
Is this real? We had literally just buried, the hatchet. We just said, I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you what this says to me. What this does to me. This is a... I pretty much am in a lose-lose situation. If I make Kelly wear the jersey, I'm a bad person for not having it here. If I yell about having to carry the panda around, it's not anyone's fault because no one takes responsibility for that because we still don't know who stole Panda's unicycle. Can't put a face to it. But Kelly can play the panda open to make fun of me that I had to carry the panda around for 2 weeks for something that was not under my control at all, that I was forced and pressured into, that had extenuating circumstances. So literally, me and Kelly look at each other and we go, okay, it's over, we're done, we're moving on. And she plays the panda. What am I supposed to do with that?
You know, in hindsight, not the best move. But I kind of was, I thought of playing it as an olive branch. And it ended up being... the hatchet was not buried and came back from the ground.
Would you prefer that I show you some grace? Would you prefer that I show you forgiveness for that affront to me? Would you prefer that? Would you prefer that
I mean,
just take it and...
What is happening? Can we just do a show, please?
I'm just saying.
Please do a show.
I'm just saying. Harry's.com is the best shave. I'm going to shave before I leave for Columbia today with... Harry's.com. It's the best products on the market, period. The best blades, the handle, the shave gel, the travel blade cover. If you already have purchased Harry's, then you know what this is about. You know exactly what I'm talking about is 100% true. The post-shave balm, the face wash, all the different products they have are absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Jeff and Andy have revolutionized the game. They want you to get started for no charge. Absolutely free. No cost to you to get started. Go to Harry's.com right now. Redeem your trial offer. It's a $13 value. All yours. Absolutely free when you sign up today. Plus, if you enter the code OOB at checkout, you get a post-shave balm also free. It's Harry's.com. HARRYS.com. And the code, once again, is OOB. That's Harry's.com. And the code is OOB. Very interesting stuff from Brett Freelander in our last segment about the ACC race. A lot of Clemson questions in there because, frankly, that's what we're concerned about. The path to a top four seed is very simple for Clemson at the moment because Clemson wins and they get in, period. They're in the double bye. In fact, teamrankings.com has Clemson a 94.46% chance, is what they say, to get to the quarterfinals, which that would mean either by the double bye or winning the game. They have a 51.88% chance to get to the semis right now.
Let me ask you what Brett asked you.
Okay.
Can Clemson win this thing?
I think they can. I don't think I would pick them.
When you give yourself a double bye, you automatically give yourself a chance. I mean, you have to win three games. That's it.
I understand the science and the data that says that if you get the double bye, sometimes you're at the mercy there early of the teams with the single bye. Like the pocket to get to there for a little bit was the single bye. And we've said this, we've talked about this on the show before. The double bye, I think, ensures that Clemson gets further in the tournament, which, I mean, let's just say, if you win no games in the tournament, let's say you win no games, you got two rounds farther than some other teams.
Yeah, you did.
And I know people won't see it that way. They'll see you went 0-1, but the reality is you played yourself into that. Like if you're playing
into a double bye.
Like if you're playing a tournament, let's say you're playing somewhere, everybody plays travel baseball or something. Like everybody's kids playing travel baseball. There's a bajillion travel baseball teams. You go on a travel baseball tournament and you run through pool play and you go undefeated and you get a bye. All right, let's say I've seen some of these tournaments where sometimes teams get byes because they won in pool play. Well, if you lose the next game, yeah, you only won, like you lost your only game or whatever. You know what I'm trying to say? Like you played your way to that point to get the bye. So don't treat it like you went 0-1, but it's kind of like you had such a good season that you get the reward of having to, you know, like getting deeper into the tournament.
The bottom line with this, in this new format, this new ACC tournament format, Clemson has yet to play on a Thursday. Clemson will be playing on a Thursday, the third day of the tournament.
Thursday, third day? Is that what
Thursday,
you're saying?
Thursday, third day. Thursday, best day, because you're playing. You're already playing on the third day.
What is that from?
Clemson will show up to this tournament. Clemson won't even be there before many teams leave. Syracuse could leave the tournament before Clemson even arrives. That's huge.
Yes.
I mean, that's such a big deal.
That's true.
And here's the other thing, the other caveat that I think is important to watch on Saturday. We know, obviously, the most important thing Clemson can do on Saturday is win. You beat Syracuse, you're a top four seed. The other part of this for me was Syracuse. If Syracuse wins, they are the 11 seed.
Yes.
If Syracuse loses, they're the 12 seed. They don't have anything to play for here. They are playing on the first day, no matter what. And so, I mean, I like that factor, that Syracuse motivation, there really isn't much. I mean, to win, obviously, in front of your home fans, that's big. But in terms of seeding, this game doesn't matter for Syracuse. It matters tremendously for Clemson. So that's big. And then the second thing, if you're Clemson, and I know that some people are going to say, well, of course you're going to say this, Kelly, because you're a Duke fan. You want Duke to win. You are rooting for Duke because, and I think this is a big factor here, if Duke beats North Carolina, most likely Duke will be the 2 seed and then Clemson will be the 3 seed because North Carolina will drop to the 4 seed.
Yes.
And then if you're Clemson, you avoid the Virginia side of the bracket. And I think that's what the Tigers want to do. When you just look at this regular season, the one team that you felt that you really didn't have a chance to beat when you played them was Virginia. If you can somehow have Virginia be knocked out before you have to play them, that is the best possible scenario for me with the Tigers. You end up on Duke's side of the bracket if it works out that way, but that's fine because you play Duke tough, and I think you can very well beat Duke. Virginia, not saying Clemson can't beat Virginia, but I would take the odds of let someone else do the dirty work. Let someone else beat Virginia. Get on the opposite side of the bracket from them. Be the 3 seed, and then you give yourself a better chance to make it to the semis and make it to the championship game.
I agree. I 100% agree with that. Look, I get the Brad and Greer, the text here, with as many minutes the guard's been playing this season, take all the rest you can get. Look, there's nothing wrong with being rewarded for having a great season.
Take the reward.
Take it. Absolutely take it. Scott says, yeah, for tournament selection, if you're, let's see, it's 0-1, if you're on the bubble, saying it's the third round does not help. The problem is Clemson's not on the bubble.
What team is he talking about?
Well, I don't understand that. Of course, you have to win your games if you're on the bubble. Clemson is definitely in.
Can you say that one more time for everybody?
Clemson is definitely in. In fact, we're trying to figure out if Clemson's a 3 seed, a 4 seed, or 5 seed currently.
The bubble is not a part of this discussion at all.
And if you get a double bye in any tournament whatsoever, if you get a double bye in a 14, 15 team tournament, regardless of the number, You don't have to worry about the bubble.
Well, yeah, in a Power 5 league.
Yeah, right. You don't have to worry about the bubble. Nobody's talking about, if you're a top four seed in your league, you're in.
If you're a top four seed in the Atlantic Coast Conference, you are in the NCAA tournament.
These other tiny leagues don't have a double bye. There's no such animal. Like, the only one might be the Big Ten, like a team like Nebraska or somebody like that, if they got a top four seed.
Nebraska.
But the Big Ten is barely a Power 5 league.
Are you buying this, though? Would you prefer to be on the Duke side of the bracket than the Virginia side?
Yes. Oh, Duke is way more beatable.
Let someone else knock out Virginia, because it can very well happen. Louisville, if the bracket shapes up like it looks right now, Louisville would play Virginia on that first day that Virginia's there. And Louisville had Virginia beat. So let Louisville go beat them.
I'm going to throw this out there, and I'm not 100% sure that I believe this, but I believe it enough to throw it out there. If Bagley and Allen both play, Duke will not win the ACC tournament. I'm not even sure they get past the Sweet 16. That team is so limited with them on the floor. Like, you can't hide from the fact that when Bagley was out, they looked different. They looked more explosive. They looked better without their best player, which is an oddity that I can't figure out, but I will factor into my predictions.
It's a take that has some merit. They did almost beat Virginia with both those guys. They barely lost in Cameron.
They did. And Grayson didn't even play well that game. Our one's in the books. More in this conversation. Baseball tickets.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios.